بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. The last time we were discussing the most beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله، المقيت. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is المقيت. Among the attributes, the qualities of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who creates and conveys provisions to every one of His creation. So whatever we are enjoying right now is all from the ni'mas and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At every given moment, we are in the bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is there a moment that a mu'min is not in the bounty of Allah? It could be that he's having some difficulty in some way or the other. And it happens, nobody has a completely blissful, peaceful life. There is in Jannah. This worldly life is just window shopping for Jannah. Little bit of sweetness Allah Ta'ala has given us, you know, food, in the families, businesses, etc. But this in reality is just a taste for the Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as a reserve for us in Jannah. As our Shaykh explains, Dhamma Barakatuhu, that this is just a transit lounge. It's just in between. When a person now goes and is flying, he's traveling, and now he comes to the airport, and he has to catch the flight. But now they've got a recreation room for the children, Xbox, PlayStation, etc. And now the child is crying, "I want to go and play." Father says, "It's already boarding time." He says, "But I want to play." Mother says, "Let him play a little while, but we'll miss the flight." She wants to go home, he wants to go home, but he wants to play also. Father will say, "But we're going to miss the flight." And the child is throwing a tantrum. And the mother is fighting also. "Let him play 5 minutes. 5 minutes, you're going to close the gates. And we're going to miss the flight." Father says, in the same way, leave 5 minutes, they're going to close the gate. We don't know when the gate is going to close. We don't know when we are going to go. But the children are crying, "We want to go here. We want to go there." The mother is saying, "Let them go. We also want to go. But when the gate is going to close?" It is window shopping here. We just be doing window shopping and picking up whatever we can now. There's a rush, there's an urgency right now. There's an urgency. But in this silly season, everyone now is going on reverse gear. If not in eighth gear. But now we all going on a slow, take it easy now. Now is December time. For us as mu'mineen, it's Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra. It's our calendar view. Now we're preparing for Ramadan now. Now the rush is on, the urgency is on. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to make dua 6 months after Ramadan, "Ya Allah, accept our Ramadan." And then they used to make dua 6 months before Ramadan, "Ya Allah, prepare us for Ramadan." So their hearts are already in Ramadan. The booking is already taking place for Ramadan. So here the urgency and the rush is on right now. "Ya Allah, I don't know whether I'm going to see the next Ramadan. I'm already preparing for that Ramadan." This now, this season, so to say, is for the kuffar. This is their holiday season. And now, unfortunately, because we grew up and we're living in a kuffar society, we haven't seen a true Islamic society. We're just trying to fit in our sharia, our deen, a little bit here, a little bit there. Allah Ta'ala is making it easy for us also. We're fitting it in wherever we can, how we can do it, how much we can do it. But understand, if this was a real Islamic society, then there shouldn't be this tug-of-war. Shouldn't be this tug-of-war that now let's go here, let's go there. It should be only one system. We're going towards Akhirat. Little bit now change of ibadat. Hazrat says, change of ibadat. That now I was working, I got off. And what is the reality of change of ibadat? I was working for the family, earning a livelihood. That too, the whole schedule of my livelihood is around the ibadat of Allah. Now I got off a little bit because the system is like that. And now I have time to make khidmat of my family. Now I will give my family a chance also to make my khidmat. Now we are relaxed to make ta'aleem properly. Now we are relaxed to make some salah, Quran tilawat. And we got more time to talk to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. More time. Now we are rushing to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we can really take our time. Now I can sit properly. Now shops are closing at 5 o'clock. Asr is 6 o'clock. I can take a solid hour from Asr to Maghrib and sit in the masjid now. No rush now. And the family also at home. She's got no rush whatsoever. Tell her she can relax. After Maghrib we'll have meals. Take all the children to the masjid. Hazrat says there was one Haji Rawat, if I'm not mistaken, Rahmatullah Ali, in reunion. He says that every day he would sit with his children and grandchildren, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And he would teach them all the surahs. They learned all by the grandfather. Sit in the masjid. That was his retirement. Sit in the masjid and teach all the children now. There was time for that. But now on holiday time, now there's no time for our sunnahs also. No time for nawafil. Now we're rushing back. Family says, come quickly. Everybody's on holiday. So come home now. Come home now. Home is jannat. Waha, wapas jana hai. We are going back to jannat. That is home. This is temporary. We're just now in the transit lounge. We're just moving. Little bit okay. A little of dunya, mubah, permissible, no problem. But we want to cash in. Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala is giving discounts, bonanza, sale is on. Take how much you can. Take how much you can. Ramadan is coming. Prepare yourself. And now more than ever, because of the season right now, Hazrat says, it's become so hot also, the woman can't even manage wearing all your clothes also. And the men can't manage controlling their eyes too. Now so important to protect our iman. And more than that, our children, our young children. This, my dear brothers, we don't realize. But we have to say it. We don't realize. We want to go to such certain venues and avenues. Now we are 40s, 45, 50. We married, alhamdulillah. We have our marriage partners. We're quite satisfied. We got our desires to a certain extent under control. But remember, we have children. 12 years old, they're becoming baligh. Say 13 years old, they're becoming baligh. At 13, you can become baligh. She can become baligh. Remember, they already know what is handsome, what is pretty, what is this, what is that. We think that these children, they know everything already. They're already exposed. They've got friends that have ideas already that instill in their mind also. We might think they're innocent minds. They're not innocent. They already understand these things. How many times people, young boys and girls have written to us also, and they would say, Allah Ta'ala forgive us to say it. They say, my worst experience was Umrah. As a young girl, why? Young boy, why? He says, I can't control my desires. I can't control my eyes. And everything is open there. In the Haramain, everything is open. Now we're on a spiritual high. The child is not on a spiritual high. 14-year-old young boy, 13-year-old boy, 16-year-old girl, she's there on a spiritual high. She's going now to the shop, she's going to buy her abayas, etc. She wants a discount, she's going to smile at the shopkeeper. Your wife is going to smile at the shopkeeper. Give us a discount. South African, G South African. You know we buy a lot. I'll buy five, how many? What price will you give me? And she's flirting with him. She's flirting with him. The young girl now, we don't realize my daughter now is getting influenced. She's getting influenced. And every day now she wants to go to the shop. She wants to get ice cream for a certain vendor. Because she likes the Emirati style. She likes this style. But they don't know these things. They know it. They know Emirati style. They know Omani style. They know Saudi style. They know all the themes. But now, we alhamdulillah are making so many tawaf, making so many umrah upon umrah. But my children can't control. They can't control their eyes. They can't control their passions. When they get on the plane, how much are they going to control their eyes? We know indirectly, sometimes you're sitting on the plane, that person's now screen is on. You're reading Quran there, but you're following what he's seeing over there. Allah maaf kare. How much a child is going to control himself? But you're putting them in an avenue, and you want taqwa to come into them. How much qurmani we have to make for our own iman now? How many of us have it in us, that now we take them somewhere, take them on the plane, put a scarf over the screen, or put it off? But then to how much a young boy is going to take care of his iman, of his taqwa, of his heart, of his desires? The young girl, how much is she? The girl is 15, 16 already, she has desires for a man. By 16 years old, she can get married. But what do you say? No, she's still young. She's not young. They're already adults. That is why Hazrat is saying with a plea from the heart, that understand, now we're going to protect our eyes. We're going to protect our iman. The attack is on right now. The danger is out there right now. We can't take our families to those areas and venues. We might feel we are safe. But that young boy is not safe. That young girl is not safe. They are going to go at home later on. They are going to look for their cell phone. They are going to go on their Facebook and their Instagram. And they're going to look for that boy. I wonder, he's working here. Maybe he'll have an account where he's working. And they will find him. They will find him. And I think my daughter is honest. My daughter is honest. She's not doing anything whatsoever. But she has a cell phone. You won't even know about it also. How many of others say, I can't believe my daughter. I never thought she'd have a cell phone. Where she got it from? Where she got the cell phone from? How she got the cell phone? The boy came and dropped it off. Father doesn't know anything. Innocent. My daughter is so sweet to me. She'll never do a thing like this. Tell the father, but it's happening. Never. He's in denial. But we know it's happening. The young boy, 14, 15 already, my dear brothers, we know. We know, and you'll be surprised, that 14, 15 year old boy, the amount of money he's carrying in his pocket is maybe more than you have in your pocket. I said, man, where you got so much money from? Selling phones. Where are you getting phones from? He said, no, I'm dealing. You want vape also? I got vape also. Vape and phones, they're not doing it, but they're doing it. The back of the masjid, they're doing it. And they're making money. The market is there. And they're making the money. My son, never. He'll never be. But he's got it in his pocket. And it's happening right now. So we can't put our blinkers on. Put our heads like ostriches in the ground. Everything is fine. I'm alright, so everything is okay. We have to be awake and vigilant. I'm not saying this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it in the Quran Sharia. Be vigilant. Be awake. Control your eyes and see those around you. Kullukum ra'in. Every one of you is a shepherd. And you are responsible for your flock. Hazrat says, now, especially in this season where the heat is on, and outside, as I said, we're not living in an Islamic society. It's only, we grew up in nudity. We can't even go to the beaches anymore. That too, we say we're going, we're taking our kids to the beach. Tell me, who's dressed appropriately at the beach nowadays? Nobody. The eyes is on a fall. And the boy will become interested. The girl will become interested. Unnecessarily we are going to these avenues. We will have to predict our iman is more valuable than going out. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew this disease is there in mankind. Allah ta'ala made us. Allah ta'ala knew that it is there. It is there. And remember, a boy or a girl that's قَرِيبُ الْبُلُوغُ. It's called a مُرَاهِق. A young girl that is almost the age of becoming an adult, maturity, she's already treated as an adult. She should already have donned the parada. She should be in parada. She should be not meeting the uncles and the cousins, etc. The young boy also is near the age of buluh. He should be treated like a baligh boy already. He understands the concepts. He knows these things. What it is now to be baligh. He knows these things. So you should be more careful. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala didn't say only, don't make zina. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقربوا الزنا. Remember, zina is of different types. Adultery, fornication. One is zina al-ayn. One is fornication of the eye to look at haram. With lust. That is haram. To look at something which is not permissible to look at. And that is zina of the eyes. Zina of the hands is to touch someone or something which is not permissible to touch. Now also zina of the hands, you can see texting now the opposite gender. Sending a message. That's permissible. It's haram. You can't. That's become a norm. We're engaged. Or we propose so we can speak. That's permissible. Allah is saying, Allah says, Allah does not say don't make zina. Allah says, la wala taqrab. Don't go near zina. Don't go near zina. How don't you go near zina? Lower your gazes. يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Remember in that time, Medina Munawwara was an Islamic society. Zawj Mutahharat all in parada already. But then to Allah is giving the command. They lower your gazes. In case by mistake, one of them has just opened the door, or just opened the curtain, or just come out to give something, and she's not now fully clad, lower your gazes. And Allah is so shafiq, so compassionate. Allah did not say close your eyes. Allah just lower it. Till she's out of sight. Just lower your gaze. And then to Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. Just to lower the gaze also is just a thought in the mind. Close your blinkers. Allah did not make it so difficult now that you have an app on your phone controlling your eyes. I have to go to that app, activate it. I'm online, not online. There's load shedding right now, so I can't close my eyes because I got an app controlling my eyes. Oh, Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did put on butt on the knee, oh, on the toes, on the ankle. Then every time I got to bend down to close my eyes, I got to press the button. Just a thought only. Close your Allah's hukam. Close it. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Say to the believers, Now, therefore, this also is such an important point, as the Hakim Sahib has mentioned, Rahmatullah Alayh. Allah is addressing the believers. That really, if you believe, you'll do it. If you believe what I'm telling you, you'll do it. And how are we telling our children? Trust me, believe me. Telling the wife, believe me. We'll make it. Or I'll do it. Allah says, believe me. If you're a believer, believe me. Don't go near. Close your eyes. Don't take your children there, because they will slip. It will happen. Because Allah will not give the command. Allah is cutting it from the root. Cutting it from the root. Because Allah knows how He made us. We can't say, I'm okay. Nothing will happen. Everything is fine. Alright, we are going to this venue. We're again having breakfast there, or supper there, or the restaurant on a Saturday evening. Everything is fine. No problem. Visitors are coming. Where we people now in Durban might not go during the year. Now the connections came from out of town. Let's go and try over there. Let's go and try over here. We don't even know those avenues, but they know about it. Now we go with them, take the children, everybody, and we go. Allah says, control the eyes. How much is he going to control? How much am I going to control my eyes? That the waiter is going to come, waitress is going to come, they're going to serve us. Now we're going to the airports, we're going to the banks, etc. How much are we controlling our eyes? Now we think is that far as now? I'm checking in at the airport. Now I've got to look at her. You don't have to look at her. Put your head down. Allah is saying, lower your gaze right now. Lower your gaze, because don't think you won't get tempted. Don't think it won't happen. Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. يَغُدُّ. So Allah says that I'm addressing the believers. And if you take heed, then really you have iman. Really you have iman. But Allah says that if you have to travel overseas, you have to go somewhere, and you know now this temptation, there will be women over there. Then you will take extra precaution. You know, it's an international flight, I have to be there 3 hours before time. Local flight, I know 1 hour is sufficient. I know how to work it up. I know there are going to be females over there. Hazrat says, now you take extra precaution, now you 2 rakat namaz. Ask Allah, Allah protect my iman. Allah protect my iman. I'm going in a danger zone right now. There are only women over there. Allah, only you can protect me. I can't protect myself. So we'll take the extra precaution. 2 minutes, nafil namaz, salatul hajat, as-salat will protect the iman. If you understand the value of iman, why would you 2 rakat namaz? Because I know this ayat. Allah is saying, kul, say to the believers, Ya Allah, I believe. Ya Allah, I believe, and I am afraid of my iman. So Ya Allah, 2 rakat namaz. I don't lose my investment. You know, when the share is going down, how are we reading the 2 rakats after that? When they say now there was some disease hit the market, oh, the market is going down, etc. Then now we're making dua, Ya Allah. I know that I'll get my pay out this month or not. Now I'm reading the 2 rakats. So in the same way, my iman is more important than that. Allah is saying, all believers, I'm addressing you. If you have real iman, you will listen to me. You will listen to me. يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. They should lower their gazes. And which gazes? First of all, we said, Allah Ba'ad did say that close your eyes and walk blindly. Now you saw one lady next to you in the car, close your eyes. You can't see a red robot, green robot. That's enough. Just lower your gaze, you can see the robot on his screen. But don't hold up the whole traffic now. Allah has been so compassionate. But Allah wanted to have given the command. Now close your gaze and run away. Shut your eyes completely. So just lower your gaze. Look down. So easy. Just a thought process in the mind. Close. Lower your gaze. Now the robot is green. Now you can move. You don't have to see who's in that car. Just look at the number plate. Don't have to see who's driving the car. So lower some of your gaze, min tabi'idiyya, some of your gazes. Not all, some of your gazes. This, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that year to the ummah has become so sick and so ill. Where they should be looking, they don't look. I should be looking at my wife, smiling with her, but there I won't smile. Serious face. She's moody, I'm moody also. So double moody. But in the business place, and I'm smiling at all the cashiers and the tellers, the secretary, the reps are coming, I'm smiling at them. They are not supposed to smile. They are not supposed to look. So all the smiles are finished. There at home, there's no smiling. Smile at my daughter. Smile at my mother. Those that are my maharim and my mahrams, they can smile at them. Make salam with them. Be pleasant with them. They should enjoy the best of my character. But here is happening in the business place, in the marketplace. Now when I'm going to the bank, because I want my work to be done quickly. So I'll wink her eye and I'll call her sweet names, etc. You didn't go on holiday, you're still here? When's the party? Oh, and she will ask him now, all his sweet talk. But the wife won't ask her. Wife won't ask her, headache, now you're going to ask me this, you're going to ask me that. But she asks you, is that a problem? The wife will ask now, where you parked your car? It's not your business, where I parked my car. But the cashier will ask, you parked your car nicely? Yeah, I parked it. I won't get a ticket. I'm sorted out. With a smile. This is all illness of the heart. Where I'm supposed to be smiling, I don't smile. Where I'm not supposed to be smiling, they are giving all smiles. Now check the iman. Allah says, oh believers, lower your gaze now. They are picking up my gaze. Now I'm looking at her, smiling at her. Cashier, the teller, because I want my work done. Sometimes we're keeping the secretary with us in the same office. Not permissible. Now I'm free with her. Just talk to her, don't even put my gaze down also. To the extent, as the Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi, yaghuddu min absarihim, lower some of your gazes, not all. Which are haram ones, lower them. Don't look at them. First gaze, remember now, the first gaze does not mean I can gaze at her for 5 minutes. First gaze permissible. The first mistaken gaze, that is overlooked. By mistake, perchance, now she came in front. Now lower, you are maaf for that. Forgiven for that. Not the one purposely, now I still my first gaze, I'm still looking. Then no, there's that maaf. Even your wife won't tolerate it. How is Allah going to tolerate it? I made that haram for you, but he's still putting your eyes there. Now how are you going to get the enjoyment of looking at Ka'batullah? How are you going to get the enjoyment of looking at Quran Sharif? Hazrat says that Allah wa'alaz, they get enjoyment just looking at Quran Sharif only. Not even reading also. Just to see the Quran. And they want to open it, just look at Quran Sharif. Gives them enjoyment. Just looking at it. For us it's difficult to pick up the Quran Sharif. Then to read it. For them, just look at Quran. Just look at tasbih. Somebody asked Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullahi alayhi, Mullah Hussain Ahmad Badni rahmatullahi alayhi, taught 18 years Hadith Sharif in the Roda. And his whole age, he still got tasbih in his hand. Already he's got his saluk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When he went to the Roda and he made salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he even got reply from the Qabr also. People heard the reply. Still got tasbih in his hand. Hazrat, you still carrying tasbih in your hand? He says, that which made me reach my beloved Allah, how can I give it up? The tasbih made me reach there. I took Allah's name on every dana. How can I give up my tasbih? They said, tasbih was so beloved to them. Just look at Quran Sharif was so beloved to them. So imagine now, those things that we should be looking at and getting enjoyment, we're not getting that enjoyment anymore. And those things we're not supposed to look at, haram websites, they will enjoy. Some people gambling, some people seeing porn, some seeing cartoons. Now for children, cartoon has become a big thing. Give them a cell phone. Unfortunately now, we're coming in the train. There was a foreigner, big family, gave that young boy to see cartoons for 2 hours, non-stop. That young boy sitting on the chair, I don't think I saw him sitting still for half a minute. Looking at the cartoon, he's jumping like that on the seat also. He's jumping and I will sleep by the way too. Still looking at that cartoon. How his mind must be damaged, just looking at all of his characters. So parents are free thereafter. So look at some of the gazes. These cartoons of Hazrat says are all satanic. Absolutely satanic. They're rewiring the brains of our children, making them cartoon characters. That's why you see in namaz too, they can't stand still. They can't do anything properly nowadays. We were bad when we were young. Oh no, there were so many cartoons. Now you can imagine the children what's happening to their brains and their mind. How they're performing, how they're acting. يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lower some of the gazes. By lowering some of your gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ that your private parts will be safe. Who is saying this? The Creator is saying it. Protect your gaze and your private parts will be safe. To the extent, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, even your baligh mahrams in your home, your daughters, your nieces, etc., he would say, stay far from that also. If you control your eyes from halal, if you control your eyes from mubah and permissible things, Allah will give you the power and strength to control your eyes from haram also. We have no control.
Come to food, no control. Come to looking at everything, no control. There's not a time that we control our eyes. We don't know what's the exercise of controlling eyes. We don't know. That's why now we have experts and trainers for everything. To make us do this, to make us do that. To make us jump to, because somebody, hire somebody, make us jump a little bit, go up and down a little bit. Before the Ummah was doing it normally, now we've got to hire a person to make me do it. Because we've got no control, we're so free in everything, no discipline. So we've got to do it now. Like how one person, I heard one of the Western countries, his wife didn't want to lose weight. So she used to go to work. So he hired someone twice a week. Somebody to wear some mask on the face. So when she comes to, back home, he hired the person to chase her around the block a couple of times as a thief chasing her. At what speed she ran, she lost the weight after that. So she really thought now this person was a mugger. He wanted to steal her cell phone, whatever it was. So he hired somebody. So Hazrat says, no discipline. So now we've got to hire people, experts, to do all these things for us. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that protect your eyes, your private parts will be safe. And how beautifully Hazrat puts it now. We tell people, well, your own daughter is of age right now. And as I mentioned, 15, 16 years old, they know about things. Hazrat will give you a beautiful example. You see, municipality, they put up boards everywhere. We're doing maintenance. So from 8 in the morning to 5 in the evening, there'll be no electricity. But see, the wires is live still. Although we're shutting off the grid, or shutting off your area, whatever it is, but still treat the wires to be alive. Although we're putting it off, we take heat. Although now there's no electricity, nobody has the guts still to put his finger in the socket. Let me just try it. Maybe it could be some current. Nobody will do it. He's a fool, isn't it? Others is in the same way. In the very same way, subhanAllah, how beautifully explained it. My daughter, my niece, my auntie, etc. What they say? Maintenance, there's no current. But then too, we know, it could be live still. It could be live. Although they say it's off, but they could be just testing in between. And now you want to go and test it, whether the wire is alive or not. And at that moment now they're testing. And the surge just came through. And you put your finger there. And you saw the power of the electricity. The same other says, there could be no current there right now. But there could be a surge anytime. From either side, the search could just come anytime. We can't trust ourselves. We can't trust Shaitan. We don't know when the surge will come, the urge will come, whether from your side, whether from her side. We say we can't trust ourselves. That's why we've got to be so careful. We've got to be so careful even with our own family ladies too. We've got to be careful. But the surge might come. Although now the electricity is down, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, this is your mahram. But the women within the home also will dress appropriately. Brothers will be surprised. A young boy arrives to a mufti. He says, I just became baligh. He says, at home now, I can't even control my lust at home. And he says, why? He says, my sisters and my mothers don't cover themselves properly. He says, I can't even control myself in the house. My mother dresses loosely. My sisters also dress loosely within the home. He says, now the whole, everything is showing. And they think now, because it's in the home, so we can dress how we want to. He says, now I can't even control my lust within the house. Every time I got to go back in my room, go to the bathroom. Within his own home. His own mother is there and his own sisters are there. One youngster came to me some time ago. We don't like to mention these things, but now we got to see because it's a reality. He says, move yourself sometime. Even my granny also, when she might just make salam with me or just rub me on the shoulder or my head, he says, I get aroused. My own granny. I say, how? He says, I can't help it. I can't help it. So these things are there. Allah cut it from the root. يَهُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَادِهُمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ And protect your private parts. Your private parts will be protected if you protect, if you are conscious of it. The Tali would say, رَحْمَةُ He will say, when you leave the home every morning, when you wake up in the morning, make the niyat. Ya Allah, today I will give nobody taklif. I will give nobody taklif, including my wife, my children, and all those around me. And he would explain, expound this. He says, if you don't make the niyat, not to cause harm to anyone, you will cause harm. He says, you will cause harm. Because you didn't make the intention. So by the way, because the Shaykh's Zakaria Sahib writes, Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, if you will not put away some sadqah for the month, if you don't put aside some sadqah for the month, he says, more than often you will not give sadqah for days on end. It won't happen because every time, because you didn't put it aside. So you say, if opportunity comes, then I will give. You say, what will happen when the opportunity is there? Now you scrutinize. Hey, should I give? Don't, it doesn't look right. No, this guy doesn't look like a recipient. I don't think so. No, leave it. I'll give somebody else. I'll give somebody else. But if you took it out already one side, you're looking for somebody now. I want to dispose of my sadaqah. But if you don't take it out, they won't come out from your pocket. If you don't set it aside, it won't happen. Because you will make excuse. Nafs will make excuse. No, not now. Somebody else doesn't look right. But if it's there already, you know in your car, you've got 2 rands there. Person will come, you'll give him the 2 rand. But if it's in your wallet, you say, no, I'm going to open now. Okay, no, it doesn't look right also. But if it's there, you take it out. Because you made the niyat. In the same way, as the Tabi says, Rahmatullah Alayh, if you don't make the intention not to cause harm to anyone, then you will cause harm. But what you will say? No, no, she started it. She started it. But if you made the niyat, I won't cause harm to my wife also. If she has started also, you already made the niyat, I won't cause harm. I won't cause harm. And you mentioned this before also. And those that do cause you harm, especially family people, so to say harm, my wife or my children or my mother or some, my sister, family politics, make shukr for those people in your life. Ask somebody, how is it? How's at home? Hey, she's a headache. Taklif. Carrying on. Never make shukr for his wife. Ask the wife also, how's husband? Hey, Mr. So and so, don't talk about him. Don't talk, just carrying on with him now. Never make shukr for the husband. So nobody makes shukr. Nobody makes shukr. But asking all the secretary, oh, alhamdulillah. Allah bless me. She's got things jacked up, alhamdulillah. My lawyer also, my attorney, she's, alhamdulillah, hey, she couldn't, my whole portfolio, she's got it checked. Let the wife hear that. Obviously, she's going to get the cliff. But never made sugar. She just knows how many sugars I take also, how to make my coffee. The wife now doesn't know. Doesn't know. So we don't make sugar for the wife. Wife never made sugar for the husband. Now what's happening, Hazrat says, we're just using one another. Holiday came now, I just need a mahram, so I'll use him, take him along. That's what he is. And make him one boy, let him run to the shop. And she's good for the cooking also, so just keep her around. That's what it is. There's nothing in between. No shukr, no appreciation, no jazakallah, khairan, no sweet words, no kind words. It's become difficult. All because the eyes have become tainted. The eyes are clean, the heart is clean, the private parts are clean, the person is chaste, his thoughts are chaste, his mind is chaste and clean. Then there's muhabbat. Allah took it from the root. So to control the eyes, and then the private parts will become protected. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ أَطْهَرُ Allah says, this is most pure and clean for you. Allah says, is most pure and clean. Your mind will remain clean. Your eyes will remain clean. Your thoughts will remain clean. So as the Tabi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, a person doesn't make the intention not to cause harm to anyone, he will cause harm. What would he do? He say, no, he started it. She did it. But he's the problem. Then finally the mother or the wife have to say, hold on, let's see. Call all the children. Who's the problem in the house? Then the father will look. Tomorrow I'm taking out somebody, isn't it? Then the children will play the games. But they know who's the faulty one. He didn't make the niyat. She also has to make the intention also. We're living in the home. So and so is there. Ya Allah, today will not cause harm to anyone. Allah will make things harmonious. Because you made the intention. Extension of that, Hazrat says, Rahmatullah barakatuhu. That before we leave the home, as Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayh, using the same principle, that if you don't make the intention to protect your eyes, then you will not be protected. You will have to make the intention. Qasda adame nazar. That adame qasda nazar. Make the qasd, the intention, adame nazar, not to look. Now you made the niyat, Allah says, I will protect him. He wants protection, now I will give it to him. He made the genuine intention he made. And he read the 2 rakat namaz also because I have a problem. Allah, I want your protection. Now his eyes are protected, his heart is protected, his private parts are protected, his iman is protected. The most valuable thing, his iman is protected, everything will fall into place. He didn't make the intention. He said, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. There is no intention to protect his eyes. As the Hakim Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, he will fall into zina of the eyes. When he falls into zina of the eyes, that already will make some movement happen within his heart. And when that movement does take place, then the hands will go into motion, and the thoughts will go into motion. As Hakim Sahib says, those children that loved you so much, because of you not protecting your eyes, you got involved into haram. You got involved into haram. Those children that loved you so much now want to kill you. Now they want to take your life. Just because of the eyes only. Because you didn't take care of the eyes. A father went into haram. Whether it's some website, whether it's some extramarital affair he had. Now the children who you were working for so hard, now they hate the father because he didn't control himself. Especially in this season right now, my dear brothers. Where we don't have to go, don't go. You don't have to go. And don't make our children the excuse. No, for the children's sake. For the children's sake. If the children don't know it, they don't know. Now we gave the habit, now they want to go. And how much are we going to control our eyes? How much are we going to control ourselves? This is the only command in the Quran, my dear brothers. All the commands in the Quran Sharif, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Allah Ta'ala says, addressing the men primarily. This address in the Quran Sharif, if you look at this command, is imperative. Allah addresses the males in this command, and in that also is the females. By default, they're already included in there. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. All you men perform namaz. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Discharge your zakat. If the men are addressed, it means the women also. But they are not explicitly mentioned. But yes, the command is to them also. This is only one of the commands in the Quran. Shiva Allah Ta'ala separates it completely. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Say to the believing men, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Lower your gazes. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah separated the command and he says, say to the believing women also. Allah didn't just leave it to the men, a woman included. He separated it to the men and to the women. يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Tell the believing women also, they must lower the gazes. They must lower the gazes also. They got to be careful who they're looking at. They will get influenced. It will happen. They can't say we are free of it. Allah Ta'ala says, you're not free. I'm telling you. I know how I made you. So this family get together, family going out, eating together, Allah is saying, they must surah, so lower your gazes. Lower some of your gazes. Look at your children, look at your husband, no problem. And protect the private parts. And don't expose the beauty, wala yubdina zinatahunna. Don't expose the beauty. Don't expose the beauty, you become a fitna thereafter. So importantly, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, when you leave the home, don't expose your beauty. Now the ummah has gone to a different level. One is now not covering the face, and now he's making up the face also. Not for the husband. The house, they don't do it. Leaving the house, now we do it. Now how much of more fitna, more fitna, more fitna. Allah said, don't expose. What beauty I give you, cover it up. Cover the beauty up. Don't expose it. So all this time now, the December period, my dear brothers, the fitnas are going to increase. Now we should be more careful than ever. Where we are going, where we are taking our children, what we are exposing them to. Before, we would see things, but there was no way to do anything. Now the avenues are all there. Avenues are all open right now. And the children are absolutely intelligent. They know how to get their way around. They know how to get into the gadgets. They know how to hack the gadgets. They know how to get onto the internet. They know everything about it. The father thinks now, there's no internet in the house. He made your phone a hotspot. You don't even realize it. And he's browsing the web, but you got him on phone just to play only. But what he's playing is something else. There's something we're concerned right now, my dear brothers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding us the best. We don't use the sustenance of Allah to break the commands of Allah. Hazrat says, if our iman and taqwa cannot protect us from haram, how is he going to protect us from the fire of Jahannam? It won't. They'll be dreaming of Jannat. It's only a dream. It's not going to happen. The reality is we have to protect our iman. Allah Ta'ala give us a virtue and amal, inshallah. Whatever's up. I'll pass Azan. Inshallah. Make zikr, inshallah.
The Tani will say, Rahmatullah Ali, that more than ever during the holidays, we should send our children in the path of Allah, a pious company. As I mentioned to you in the last majlis, he says the company has a big effect on the child. Company. Shaitan has made such an effort right now. Okay, we protect them from bad company. He says, what has happened now? The company they keep has an effect on their behavior, on their thoughts, on their akhlaq. He says, now we might protect them to the best we can, but we give them cell phone. That too is a company. We might not regard that to be a company. He says, what we don't regard to be suhbat is the suhbat of animals too. There's suhbat too. Now they want monkeys, and they want snakes, and they want reptiles, and they want this, and they want that. This is also companionship. This will have an effect on the akhlaq also. When you buy him monkeys, how is he going to behave then? Now you can see, he's seen. I heard of youngsters now, they go to this one zoo near Camperdown. Just to make salam with that monkey there to wave at him. Just to go and wave at that monkey. Now look at what behavior that monkey had on this young child now. He go thrill now, the monkey made salam, waved at me, so I'm moving back to wave at him. So he says, even that companionship has an effect on a person. It's so important the company the children keep and the companies of the parents, the mother, the father. So some amal of deen in the day, something we've got to do, it connects them to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when is the animals have become a craze right now? You say, no, okay, we won't take them here, we won't take them there, we won't do this. So buy those animals now. Keep them happy with them. Keep them happy. So whatever can, Hadith Sharif says, don't use cheetah skin as a saddle. Because using the cheetah skin, is used before, has an effect on your tabiat. It makes you like that also. That's why Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala made them shepherds of sheep. So they had compassion for mankind in them. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. أو كريم رحيم الله protect our إيمان وما الله protect our eyes وما كريم رحيم الله. Ya Allah, protect us from all those venues and avenues, Ya Allah, that are displeasing to You, May Allah. Allah, keep us in Your rahmat, Ya Allah. Keep us in Your protection, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O May Allah, keep us chaste and pure-minded, pure-hearted, O May Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Your ma'rifat and Your muhabbat and Your closeness, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give us iman and give us taqwa, O May Allah. O May Allah, give us enjoyment in Quran, tilawat, O May Allah. In dhikrullah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us enjoyment, Ya Allah, in lazzat, Ya Allah, in salah, in all those amal that are pleasing to You. O Allah, keep us in Your rahmat, O May Allah. Keep us in Your protection. Save us from haram, O May Allah. Wherever we go, O May Allah, give us only halal, O May Allah. O May Allah, give us happiness and khushi in our families, in our homes, Ya Allah, between husband and wife, children and parents, O May Allah. O May Allah, grant us some muhabbat and understanding, O May Allah. Save us from the influences from around us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O May Allah. Protect the Muslims in Palestine, O May Allah. Around the world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect them from above them, from behind them, from below them, from the sides, O May Allah, from the front, from the back, O May Allah. O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, lift the bombing, stop, O May Allah. Grant them sukoon, O May Allah. Grant them hifazat, O May Allah. O May Allah, accept the qurbani, O May Allah. Accept the blood, O May Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, O May Allah. Make it a means of our eyes and the hearts opening up, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك